我们再继续我们昨天的学习。
And so we're going to continue with our studies yesterday.
好，那么现在来看耶利米书的第八章。
And let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 8.
耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
第八节
Verse 8. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Look, the false pen of the scribe certainly works falsehood.
第九节
Verse 9. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what is the wisdom do they have?
这个地方在提到以色列百姓觉得他们自己有智慧。
And so here talks about the Israelite feels that they have wisdom.
但是第八节你们怎么说我们有智慧呢？
Verse 8, it says, how can you say we are wise?
这是一个问号。
This is a question mark.
所以对他们说自己有智慧，这个先知打一个问号。
So to them, they're thinking that they have wisdom, and then the prophet has a question mark here.
就是要再让他们重新再思考，到底你真的有智慧吗？
So they should be thinking about whether, if Israelites really have wisdom.
我们大家都知道，聪明跟智慧不太一样。
And we know that, to be smart and have wisdom is completely different.
聪明可能是我们的 IQ 很高。
And to be smart means that maybe you have high IQs.
那智慧是对事情的一种洞察力，能够从表象看到真相。
And wisdom is to have a precise understanding of certain things, and you could see it from the surface.
然后能够做正确的判断。
And you can make the sound judgment.
所以智慧常常学着随着年纪增加而增加。
And so wisdom will improve based on age.
但是智慧有两种。
But wisdom has two parts.
雅各书里面说一个是上头来的。
And in the book of James, it says that one is from above.
那一个是地上的智慧。
And one is worldly.
那这个第八节你们怎么说我们有智慧呢？可能是这些人用地上的标准来看自己，觉得自己很有智慧。
And so verse 8 it says, how can you say we are wise? So it seems like these people are seeing themselves based on worldly standards.
但是这个先知是用神的立场来看到底他们有没有智慧。
But the prophet is viewing this as from the perspective of God, whether they have wisdom or not.
那到最后有没有智慧的一个标准是什么？
So at the end, whether they are wise or not, what is the exact standard?
就是第九节的最后一句话。
And this is from the last part of verse 9.
如果弃掉神的话，这个心里还有什么智慧呢？
And behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord, so what wisdom do they have?
也就是说，如果不懂得神的话，谈不上有智慧。
And in other words, if they do not understand the words of God, they don't have wisdom.
智慧的开始是从认识神的话开始的。
And so the beginning of the wisdom is from the understanding of God's words.
那为什么这样讲？
And why is it said this?
如果我们看第八节的前面。
And if we see the first part of verse 8.
第七节。
And the first part of verse 7. Yeah. Even the stork in the heavens know her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming.
这个第七节在讲空中的鸟。
And so the first part of verse 7 talks about the birds in the air.
燕子、白鹤、鹳鸟，它都知道时令来到。
And the turtle doves, the swift, the swallow observe the time of their coming.
所以有时候我们在看夏天快过去了天上就有这个鸟就从北方就一直往南飞。
And so many times when we observe the skies, when the winter is about to come, you see the birds flying to the south.
春天快到了，那个鸟又从南方往北飞。
And when the spring arrives, you will see the birds fly from the south to the north.
哦，是谁告诉他冬天快到了？
And who tells them that the winter comes?
但是他知道神的时候。
But they know the time of God.
哦，那如果这个空中的鸟不能够分辨时令，会发生什么事情？
If the birds and the airs cannot distinguish what would happen and at the time.
夏天快过去了，它还在留在北方。
If the summer is about to pass and they still remain in the northern section.
你如果现在到 Yellowstone 去，大概非常冷了。
If you go to the Yellowstone Park now, it's rather very cold.
在加拿大大概有的已经下雪。
Maybe in Canada, some of the places have snow.
所以如果鸟不知道分辨时候，到最后就是死路一条。
If the bird cannot distinguish seasons at the end, they will die.
哦，所以神创造一切。
So God creates all things.
一切都在神的掌管之下。
Everything is under the control of God.
那在神的掌管之下，大自然有他的神的道理在里面。
Under the control of God, all the natural nature would have its involvement.
连这些动物、植物都要服在神的这个原则之下。
Even all the animals and even plants would fall under the jurisdiction of God.
我们再看蚂蚁。
And let's look at ants.
蚂蚁在夏天跑来跑去，就是找米粒、找什么东西，就一直拉拉拉拉拉到它的巢穴。
In the summertime, the ants will be very busy working, looking for food and dragging food onto their nest.
因为神给他有一个能力来分辨时候。
Because God would give them the ability to distinguish season.
冬天很冷，他也找不到东西。
In the wintertime, it gets very cold.
如果他不能分辨时候，冬天他就死了。
If they cannot distinguish the time, and so in the wintertime, they will die.
那包括我们人活在这个世界也要去顺服神的这一种原则。
This includes us men living in this world. We have to abide with God's principles.
最健康的方式就是太阳出来就起床。
The most healthiest way is to rise up when the sun comes up.
太阳下山就休息。
And when the sun sets, you would rest.
因为这是神创造大自然的法则。
And so this is the basic principle of creating the universe of God.
有白天有晚上。
You would have day and night.
六日要辛勤工作，就是白天了。
So you work busily for 6 days, which is daytime.
那晚上就休息。
And nighttime you will rest.
那是如果把它倒过来。
If you switch it around.
晚上不睡觉。
And you would not sleep during nighttime.
熬夜。
And you would spend the night.
那这样身体就很容易发生问题。
And so this way your body will easily to be sick.
所以神设置大自然有他的法则。
And so God creates this nature with its principles.
那这是在科学上物质现象界的法则。
And so this is something that matters materialistic in the natural world.
但是神在灵界也有他的法则。
But in the spiritual realm, God also have his principles.
这个法则就是神的话。
And so the principle will be the words of God.
所以神创造亚当就住在伊甸园里面。
God created Adam to be dwelling in the Garden of Eden.
他天天跟神同在。
And he abides with God on a daily basis.
看到神就是一种满足。
And he would see satisfaction when he saw God.
所以我们来到教会最大的享受是什么？
So what is the biggest enjoyment of us coming to church?
来到教会最大的享受是什么？
What is the biggest enjoyment?
一个字，来到教会最大的享受是什么？
And it's one word. What is the biggest enjoyment?
神啊，就一个字。
So the one word would be God.
来到教会最大的享受就是神。
So the biggest enjoyment coming to church is God.
那这个太抽象了。
And so this is a little too abstract.
那神是什么？
So what is God?
神就是道。
God is word.
所以有时候神感动这些工人，借着他们讲出，从圣经解释得很清楚， 我们听得非常受感动。
Sometimes the God will touch the workers and then they explain Bible very clearly. When we hear it, we will be very touched.
因为神的话一解开就发亮光。
Because once you are able to answer God's words, and it will shine.
我们心里的黑暗就消除了，我们就看到。
The darkness inside of heart would dissipate.
我们就看到盼望。
And we will see hope.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the word of God is the spirit in which is life.
会进到里面可以滋润我们的灵性。
After entering inside, it will be able to nurture our spirit.
是属灵的粮食，可以让我们得到饱足。
This is spiritual food, and from it we can be full.
那第二个就是灵。
And so the second thing is spirit.
如果在真耶稣教会真的很认真在拜神，到其他教会应该不会习惯。
And so if you truly worship God and True Jesus Church, and if you try to go to other church, you would not be used to it.
你像我们现在跪在这里祷告半个钟头四十分钟，当被圣灵充满的时候真的是很满足。
And so if you kneel down here and pray for 30 or 40 minutes and fill with the Holy Spirit, it's pure, really satisfying.
那你到其他教会去聚会，这个灵里面的满足你就找不到了。
And so if you attend services in another church, then you would not have this spiritual satisfaction.
那他们因为没有，所以就用感性的敲锣打鼓。
And because they don't have anything, they would use something such as beating the drums or singing.
但是你会觉得说，在灵里面我好像缺乏什么。
But you would feel that spiritually, I'm lacking something.
所以真的在真耶稣教会对灵圣灵充满有体验哦，不会跑掉。
So if you truly have the experience to be full with the Holy Spirit, you would not leave.
因为这是一种满足。
Because this is a satisfaction.
那第三个就是团契。
And so thirdly will be fellowship.
好像我们在这里很真心的、很坦诚的来互相分享属灵的感想、我们的体验。
And because we are spending time and genuinely sharing our thoughts and feelings about our spiritual experiences.
那彼此关心、互相带导。
And so you care for one another, and you would intercede for one another.
那这种因为神的爱啊，所建立这种关系，有时候比自己亲的兄弟姐妹更亲。
Because due to the relationship through God that was established, sometimes is even more deeper than your own brothers or sisters.
所以来到教会最大的享受是什么？是神。
So the greatest enjoyment coming to church will be God.
那当我们的灵性能够进到那个层面，
So if your spirituality are able to enter into that level,
我们就很想来教会。
And we do want to come to church.
来了不想走，走了很想回来。
And so once you come, you don't want to leave, and then when you leave, you want to come back.
所以神的智慧就是在他的话语里面。
So the wisdom of God lies within his words.
这是神的法则。
And so this is the principle of God.
那如果能够遵守神的道就蒙福。
If you can abide through God's commandments, then you'll be blessed.
好像伊甸园亚当永远跟神住在一起。
Just like Garden of Eden, Adam forever dwells with God.
那不知道神的法则就是不知道神的话。
And if you don't know the principles of God, means that you don't know the words of God.
结果就是出到伊甸园外面去。
And at the end, you will exit Eden.
与神隔绝。
And you will be separated from God.
失去恩典。
You will lose all grace.
失去那最大的享受就是神。
You will lose the greatest enjoyment, which is God.
那有时候虽然我们已经受洗了，
sometimes after we're baptized,
我们不知道神的法则，
we don't know the principles of God.
自己去定一些我们自己生活的理想，
we will set some ideal ways in life.
那很多的理想其实都是从外面抄的，
and maybe the ideas in life is we're copying from the world.
因为大家这样，所以我应该也要这样。
Because everyone does so this way I have to do it as well.
所以文化的影响力很大。
So the cultural influences is very great.
那真正我们人生的原则应该是认识圣经，自己去摸一道原则出来。
So the true principle in life is we have to touch upon the Bible and we have to find its teachings.
是我们活在这套原则里面能够蒙神喜悦，神与我们同在，神的恩典充满。
So if you're living in this principle, then God will be delighted and God will abide with you and you will be full of grace.
就是那一块牛奶与蜜之地在我们心里，在我们的家庭。
So this is a field of a land of flowing with milk and honey, which is inside our heart. It's inside our house.
一切都是对的，公义。
And everything is righteous.
再来丰盛。
And a bountiful.
再来甜美。
And then sweetness.
平安。
And then peaceful.
那这个只有在神的法则里面来生活才有的。
So under the principles of God, then this is all possible.
所以不认识神的法则，没有一个是聪明人。
And so if you're not in the principles of God, then nobody is wise.
因此这个第八节在讲啊，文士假弄假比舞弄虚假。
And so verse 8 says, look, the false pen of the scribe certainly works falsely.
当然文士知识很丰富。
And of course the scribes, they are very educated.
文笔非常好。
And they are very eloquent in writing.
写很多的文章。
And they write many articles.
但是如果这些文章跟神的法则不同。
But if these articles are different from the principal teachings of God.
就是跟神的话不同。
And so they will be different from the words of God.
它是引导人偏离神。
And this will guide people away from God.
这谈不上智慧。
And so this will not be wisdom.
从属灵上来讲。
And from spiritual aspect.
那离开神的法则会有什么结果？
What would happen once you depart from the principle of God?
第十节。
Verse 10. Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them, because from the least even to the greatest, everyone is giving to covetousness, from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely.
十一节。
Verse 11, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there's no peace. Verse 12, when they are ashamed when they had committed admonition. No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of the punishment they shall be cast down, says the Lord.
这个先知啊，应该就是去传扬神的法则。
And so the prophet is to teach the principles of God.
让人有智慧行善。
And so men would have the wisdom to do good.
就是做神所认为对的事情。
And to do the things that men feels is right.
但是这个先知啊，这里说他们轻忽医治我的百姓。
And but the prophets they have healed the hurt of the daughter, my people slightly.
这个医治就是表示有病了。
And so when they are healed, that means that they are sick.
这不是肉体的病。
And this is not a physical sickness.
这是属灵的病。
This is a spiritual sickness.
就是他们的生活已经偏离了神。
And so their life have drifted away from God.
所以有时候我们在看我们自己的家庭，或者我们在看教会。
And so sometimes when we're looking at our own families or church,
我们想爱心呢，大家都活得很好好的，我不需你要给钱谁谁也不需要。
And so I don't really need to show a lot of love because everyone lives a good life. And then if you want to give somebody else money, nobody would need it.
这个是用肉眼来看。
And so this is from a physical perspective.
但是如果从属灵上来看，
but from a spiritual perspective,
真的很多人的生活已经偏离了神的法则。
And many people's lives are drifting away from the principles of God.
那这就是病。
And so this is a sickness.
那这个病如果没有医治，到最后就会死。
And if this sickness is not healed at the end, they will die.
那死之前呢，就会带来很多的痛苦啊。
And so before death, it will bring forth a lot of pain.
因为神把恩典收回。
And because God has retracted His grace.
我们生活在不义里面。
And we are living in the world of unrighteousness.
问题就会很多。
And we will have many problems.
因为很多都是不对的。
And so because many things are incorrect.
那我们现在在新约时代。
And so now in the New Testament time.
我们受洗受圣灵之后。
And after we receive baptism and receive Holy Spirit.
高啊。
And we are anointed.
与主耶稣一起做君王。
And we will become king with God.
与主耶稣一起做祭司。
We will become priests with Jesus.
也与主耶稣一起做先知。
We will become prophets with Jesus.
那怎么做先知呢？
And how do you become prophets?
就是当我们被圣灵充满，很深入去查考圣经，我们对神的认识就很丰富。
After we deeply study the Bible, and then our understanding towards God is it's lively.
那我们看到一个人，他的生活已经偏离神的法则。
And you would see somebody that have drifted away from the principles of God.
那我们就用认识神的这个知识，用爱心逐渐把他引导，让他能够回到活在神的法则里面。
And so from the wisdom of understanding that we have, slowly we will talk to them and guide them back to the truth of God.
这个就是我们现在的爱心呢，所最需要的地方。
This is the most essential things that we need in today's love.
做现代的先知。
To be a current prophet.
但是当时的先知呢，轻呼医治我的百姓。
But the prophets in the past, they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly.
平安的平安，其实没有平安啊。
And but it seems like it's very peaceful, but there's no peace.
那为什么没有平安？
And why is it there's no peace?
因为他们离开了神。
Because they have parted away from God.
所以就不会有平安。
So that therefore there's no peace.
那为什么先知一直说平安啊平安啊？
And why is it that the prophet would say peace, peace?
因为要帮一个人回转，这不是这么简单。
Because to turn back a person is not so simple.
在这个人还没有认识神以前。
Even before this person comes to know God.
要叫一个人改变，有时候会引起很大的负面的反弹。
And to change somebody and you want to influence him to return back to God, sometime it will have a negative impact.
因为大家都希望别人祝福。
Because everyone, they like blessings from other people.
那我们也真的要祝福人。
And indeed, we have to bless others.
但除非这一个人活在神的法则里面，不然这个祝福是没有办法临到的。
Unless a person lives in the principles of God, otherwise this blessing would never come.
所以要帮助一个人回转，先要让他知道你哪个地方需要回转。
And so to help somebody turn back, then first you have to let them know that which aspects of it you need to turn back.
这一般是常常人不愿意听的。
And so ordinarily, this is something that the common man does not want to hear.
因为人都喜欢活在感觉我很好，我没有问题。
Because men like to live in the feeling of that I am well and I don't have any issues.
那因为先知啊，千呼一治百姓这种被盗的病。
And because the prophet has tried to heal the backsliding sickness of the people.
那百姓就继续活在罪里面。
And so the people continues to live in sin.
结果很重大的灾祸就会临到。
And so great calamity will come upon them.
我们看，回来看第八章。
And let's read verse 8.
十七节。
Chapter 8, verse 17. 17, for behold, I will send serpents among you, vipers which cannot be charmed, and they shall bite you, said the Lord.
这里说，我必毒蛇到你们中间，不服法术的。
And God says that I will send serpents among you which cannot be charmed.
也就是说，他没有办法能够来医治他。
And in other words, that there's no ways of they can heal them.
那被咬到就完了。
So once you get bit, then you're done.
就是指着神将要允许来的患难是他们没有办法避免的。
And this represents that the disaster that God was to send forth is something that it's unavoidable.
那在第八章的十九节。
And chapter 8, verse 19. Listen. The voice, the cry of the daughter of my people from a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their carved images, with foreign idols? 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. 21. For the hurt of the daughter of my daughter, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me.
这里先知在讲，我的百姓损伤，我也受了损伤。
And so here the prophet says that my people are hurt and I am hurt.
为什么？
And why?
因为他们激怒了神。
Because they have provoked God to anger.
所以这个外族的攻打被掳王国即将来到。
And so the foreign attacks from other kingdoms will be arriving imminently.
但是对先知来讲，一方面他很愤怒，他有神的公义，因为以色列百姓活在罪里面，但一方面他也很痛苦，因为他同情他们将要受的苦难。
And to the prophets, on one aspect, They are very angry because the people are living in sin. On the other aspect, he's very saddened because the fact that calamities will be coming.
所以我们要服侍神哦，要需要神的心呢，这个是真的是最难。
So when we serve God, we have to have the heart and mindset of God. This is the most difficult part.
站在神的公义啊，我们常常觉得愤怒。
Standing in front of God's righteousness, we often feel very angry.
但是站在神的怜悯，我们又觉得很痛苦。
Standing in front of the mercy of God, often we will feel very painful.
那这两个感觉常常是夹在心里面。
And so these two feelings will be collided inside our heart.
好像父母对自己的孩子。
And just like a parent to their child.
当他有错误，不愿意改，不能改。
When the child has a mistake and then unwilling to change.
我们是又生气又痛苦。
And so we're very angry at the same time, we're very painful.
那这就是神的心。
So this is the heart of God.
我们现在来看第九章。
And so let's read chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章的十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 12. Verse 12.Who is the wise man who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness, so that no one can pass through?
这里说，谁是智慧人可以明白这事呢？
And so here's that, it says that, who is the wise man that may understand this?
这些事是什么？
And so what are these things?
就是以色列百姓离弃神的法则而苦难的临到。
And so this is when the Israelites have departed away from the principles of God and bitterness will come.
那既然是谁是智慧人可以明白这个事，就表示这个事是可以明白的，但是需要一个条件。
And so who is the wise man that can understand this? That means that this can be totally understand it, but you need a criteria.
那这个条件就是需要有智慧。
And so the criteria is that you have to have wisdom.
所以对一个有信仰人来讲
，So to somebody that has faith，
苦难不是偶然的
，Affliction is not random，
苦难也不是巧合
，Affliction is not ordinary，
苦难是可以解释的
，Afflictions can be explained，
这就是需要有属灵的智慧
，And so this you may need the spiritual understanding。
那如果苦难可以解释，苦难就有意义。
If affliction can be deciphered, and that means it has meanings,
那这样啊，苦难就有盼望。
And then afflictions will bring hope.
就有它的价值。
It would have its value.
那苦难如果没有办法解释，
If afflictions cannot be explained,
那受苦就白受了。
Then you would suffer in vain.
因为不知道为什么。
Because you don't know why.
所以苦就白受了。
Afflictions will be suffered in vain.
因此我们在这个世界上
And if we're in this world,
受苦是难免的。
It's sometimes it's very easy for us to be afflicted.
我们看摩西做的诗篇里面
，We will see this all the hymns that was composed by Moses.
诗篇的九十篇。
And this is Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90. Verse 15. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
摩西没有求神叫他不要受苦。
So Moses did not ask God to not let him be afflicted.
这个就是成熟的表现。
This is a behavior of maturity.
所以九十篇的第一节他说他是神人摩西的祈祷。
So,In chapter 90, verse 1, he's called the man of God.
那有时候受苦是用日子来算。
So sometimes affliction can be counted by days.
一天、两天、十天、一百天。
One day, two days, five days, or 100 days.
有时候受苦是用年来算。
Sometimes afflictions can be counted by years.
一年、两年、十年。
One year, two years, or 10 years.
那对摩西本身来讲。
To Moses himself.
40岁以前呢，以现在人来讲是最舒服的。
And so before 40 years old, this is the most comfortable time for a man.
这个是我们现在一直在追求的目标。
This is something that we, all of us, are trying to pursue after.
但是40岁到80岁就是第一个苦难。
And so 40 years to 80 years, this is the first affliction.
就是去牧养。
And he was a shepherd.
80到120岁走旷野路。
80 to 120 years old, he walked in the wilderness.
那40岁到80岁就是要预备他的灵性，所以受苦。
40 years to 80 years, he was preparing spiritually, so that's why he was afflicted.
那80岁到120岁就是要完成神的托付，所以受苦。
80 years to 120 years, he was to fulfill and complete God's entrustment, so he suffered.
所以我们从圣经这样回来看摩西的受苦是有价值的。
So, from the Bible's perspective, if we examine the afflictions of Moses, this is definitely something very meaningful. So sometimes we would say that, how come I would be afflicted this way? And maybe God is preparing for us our spirituality. And so that maybe you can do something for God.
也可能是因为神要用我们来完成一些工作。
And maybe God wanted to use us to complete certain tasks.
所以我们如果回到耶利米书第九章。
So if we turn back to Jeremiah chapter 9.
谁是智慧人可以明白这事呢？
And who is the wise man that can understand this?
当然以他们来讲啊，这个苦难是因为罪来的。
And so to them, this affliction is because of sin.
所以从这里我们可以看到啊，苦难可以解释。
And so from here we can see that afflictions can be explained.
好，那第九章到第十章哈，就开始在提到人、偶像跟真神。
And so in chapter 9 and chapter 10 is talking about God, men, and idols.
好，那这三个哈，常常是我们生活中一直在互动的。
And so these three things are intertwined in our life.
好，我们先来看我们人怎么看定人的价值。
And so we will first see how, as men, we will see its value.
我们看第九章的二十三节。
And let's read chapter 9, verse 23. Thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. 24, but let him who glorifies glory in this, that he understands and know me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight.
这二十三节跟二十四节要一起看。
And so verse 23 and 24 needs to be viewed together.
因为一起看才能够有一个对比。
And so once you look at it together, you have a comparison.
如果只看二十三不看二十四。
If you only read 23 without 24,
那这个本身呢就很难了解到底要达到什么目的。
And so it's very hard to understand its true meaning.
智慧人不要因他智慧夸口。
And so, like the wise man glory, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
那不，这些都不要夸口，那人活着要做什么？
And so if you're not supposed to glory in this, and why this man should live.
所以我们在看一般没有信仰的人。
So we will see somebody that does not have faith.
他们的人生目标就是在追求他们可以在人面前夸口的。
The purpose of their life is to pursue after something that they can boast in other people.
那对一个有信仰的来讲。
But to somebody that has faith.
既然他已经认识神。
And so, even though they came to know God.
就是24节以后。
And so this is after verse 24.
那就发现说这一些人夸口的其实算不了什么，因为有一个更伟大的神。
And so that you would realize that whoever boasts about this is not anything meaningful because there is a bigger God.
所以一个真的认识神的人都不敢提自己是什么。
And because for somebody that truly knows God, they would dare not to talk about themselves.
因为站在神的面前，我们还像尘土一样。
And because standing in front of God, you are dust.
尘土有没有？我们有没有看到？有，没，我看不到。
And so, can we see dust? Yes.
但是，它是存在的。
And, but he exists.
好，所以这两节要也合在一起来看。
And so these, you need to read these two verses together.
24节如果明白的，23节就自然成立。
And so if you understand verse 24, then 23, will be fulfilled.
24节如果不明白，那23节自然就是我们生活的目标。
And so if you don't understand verse 24, then verse 23 naturally with our, would be our goal in life.
那智慧是什么？
So what is wisdom?
以现在来讲。
And to the current state.
应该就是指的教育。
And that would be education.
因为教育让我们知识增加。
And because education will enable us to have to be wise.
知识就是权力。
And so wisdom is also authority.
所以现在教育越来越重要。
And so, so church is very important.
那没有智慧，教育没有办法往上爬了。
And so without wisdom, then education cannot be climbed up.
所以教育就是代表智慧。
So education represents wisdom.
那勇士、勇力代表什么？
And so the mighty man and then in his might, what is that representing?
就是人的能力。
So that would be the ability of men.
那人的能力以现在来讲，就是我们在公司的职位。
So the ability of men will be our positions in our company.
我们的成就。
And our achievement.
那第三个就自然就能了解了财主。
And the third one would definitely be understand rich man.
那这三个就是现在人在判断人价值的地方。
And so these three things is when a person judges another.
所以有很多的父母他在替孩子定人生的目标，大概也是从教育入门。
And so many of the parents when they're setting goals for their children, they first is education.
你为什么要受好教育？
And why is it that you need to receive good education?
因为你这样才能够找到好工作。
And because you can find a good job.
为什么要找好工作？
And why is it that you need a good job?
因为你这样才有好的收入。
And this way you have good income.
那为什么要好收入？
And why is it that you need a good income?
这样你生活才会好。
So this way you can have a better life.
那这种的逻辑推论是连没有信仰的人都是这样推的。
And so anyone without faith will be drafting this logically.
但是当我们进到信仰来。
And so once we enter into faith.
我们就发现这些都不代表人的价值。
We realize that none of these will carry any value towards other men.
人的价值是从认识神开始的。
The value of man is from knowing God.
能够因着神的名来做一些事情。
Because of the name of God, then you could do certain things.
从心里最深处，我是为神做的。
From the deepest part of your heart, then I'm doing this for God.
那这个就是价值的存在意义的地方。
So this is the true valueness of everything.
所以二十四节。
And 24.
有聪明认识我，又知道我喜悦在地上施行慈爱、公平、公义。
And he understands and knows me that I am the Lord exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.
为什么说要认识神施行慈爱、公义、公平呢？
And why does it say that he has to understand God that's exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness?
因为这样我们才能够做神喜欢的事情。
Because with this, then we could do the things that delights God.
神喜欢什么？
And what are the things he delights? 让我们行
公义。
To have righteousness,
好怜悯,
and to be merciful,
存谦卑的心跟神同行,
and to walk with God with a very humble heart.
那我们的一生就有神的同在,
and so our entire life would have the abidance of God.
我们生活就有很多的福气在地如天,
and so that we would have a lot of blessing on earth as it is in heaven.
好，那在第十章里面,
in chapter 10,
我们现在来看第十章,
and let's read chapter 10.
第十章开始就在介绍偶像。
So chapter 10 is talking about idols.
偶像的本质是什么?
What is the true essence of idol?
那瑞，我们如果看那个第三节。
And if we read verse 3. Verse 3, for the custom of the people are futile, for one cuts a tree from the forest, the works of the hands of the workmen with the axe.
这里讲在树林中砍一棵树，然后用那个木头就来造偶像。
And so wood is cut from the forest, and then from it, it was made into an idol.
所以偶像是什么?
So what is an idol?
就一片木头。
It's just a piece of wood.
哦，那人把它造一造就变神了。
And so man would carve it into God.
哦，所以第八节。
Verse 8. They decorated with silver and gold. They fastened it with nails and hammers so that it would not topple.
哦，所以人如果去拜偶像哦，在神看起来是愚蠢的，是畜类。
And so any man that worships idol to God, this is very foolish.
哦，在神看起来这是真的是啊。很愚笨的事情。
And to God, this is definitely something not wise.
因为这是人造的。
And because these are man-made.
啊，第十节。
And verse 10, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure His indignation.
啊，这里在介绍我们所拜的神。
So here is introducing the God that we're worshiping.
他用两句话。
There are two phrases.
第一个,
One.
啊, 他是真神。
He is the true God.
啊, 第二个, 他是活神。
Second, he is the living God.
那为什么要用这两句话来介绍?
So why is it that these two words are used to introduce him?
什么叫做真?
What does it mean by living?
诸位，我们想想看，什么叫做真?
What does it mean by living?
真, 真,
true.
True.
What does it mean by true?
好，看诗篇哈，一百一十九篇。
And Psalm chapter 119,
八十九节。
Verse 89.
一百一十九篇八十九节。
Psalm chapter 119, verse 89.
好，请。
Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
这里说神的话安定在天，天是什么？无穷尽的空间。
And so the word of God is settled in heaven, which is boundaryless.
然后直到永远无穷尽的时间。
And so this is forever, that means it's eternal time.
安定就是不会改变。
And to settle, that means it would not change.
无穷尽的空间加时间就是宇宙。
So forever, forever space and unlimited heaven, that means it's the universe.
就是在这个宇宙里面永远不会改变的，这个叫做真。
So that means in this entire universe, it would never change. This is what is called true.
好，那如果这样定义出来，什么，实际上有没有什么是真的？
And so if you set it like this, what is possibly true on this world?
一切都在改变。
Everything is changing,
包括我们本身,
including us.
我们肉体在改变,
our physical body is changing.
心思意念在改变,
our mind and heart is changing.
一切都在改变,
everything constantly
changes. 房子改变, 车子改变,
the houses are changing, the cars are changing.
所以没有一个是真的。
So there's nothing that's ever true.
神昨天、今天、明天永远一样。
And God yesterday, today, and tomorrow will be all the same.
所以神才是真的有价值。
And so that's why God is truly valuable.
我们敬拜神的价值才能够永存，因为它不会改变。
So the values of worshiping God will last eternally.
我们侍奉神的价值才会永存。
So the valueness of serving God will last eternally.
所以真是可贵的。
True is very precious.
神是真的。
So God is true.
所以我们感谢神能够找到这个神。
So thank God that we're able to find this God.
来敬拜他，来享受他。
So you could worship God and enjoy Him.
一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence.